Now in chapter 36, we have the restoration of Israel to the land. Also thou, son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel. Say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5, therefore thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the nations and against all Edom, who have appointed my land unto their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for prey. God is determined that the wicked will not inherit this earth. He's made it clear, the meek shall inherit the earth. They're not doing it today. The wicked are the ones that have it today, and they are the ones doing pretty well with it. Now, you have here the prophecy concerning the fact that the land is to be restored. All I've got to do is just drive through that land and know prophecy is not fulfilled. A great many people think they see prophecy fulfilled on every hand. Why? Because when he brings them back, the land is to be blessed. Verse 6, prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel. Say unto the mountains, to the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy, in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up mine hand. Surely the nations that are about you, they shall bear their shame, but ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are soon to come home and soon to God. After all, the day is 1,000 years with him. Now, in verse 16, here is a great prophecy concerning the future of the people. And as I've said before, the people and the land belong together. The Mosaic Law was not only given to a people, it was given for a land. Most of these people worship on Saturday today. They break the Sabbath day's journey by just going to church. Verse 16 now. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings, and their way was before me as the uncleanness of a defiled woman. Wherefore, I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land. Now, God goes on to say, I scattered them. But listen, verse 21, but I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations to which they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned. I'll sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the nations. You see, God has yet to defend his name in this earth today. A great many people ridicule the church today. They say, well, look at those people. And they blaspheme God because of it. Now, God's going to justify himself in this earth, and he's going to sanctify his name down here. They take his name in vain today. God says, that's going to stop. You're going to honor me. This is his world, you see. Now, God says here what he's going to do. Verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. A change is going to take place in it. What's going to happen? They're going to be born again. Verse 27, I'll put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes. Now, that's what Joel meant in his prophecy. There's a day coming when God would pour out his spirit on all flesh, not some, very few on the day of Pentecost. All Peter said that day was, he says, don't ridicule this, brethren, say they're drunk. This is like what Joel says is going to come in the last days. And the Spirit has come upon a few. And today God's calling out a people to his name. The minute that you turn to Christ, you're regenerated by the Holy Spirit. You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And baptized by the Holy Spirit, put in the body of believers. And in that day, God says, I'll put my Spirit within you. And they will dwell in the land. Verse 29, I'll also save you from all your uncleanness. And I will call for the grain and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. You see, there'll be prosperity in that land. God promised that to them, physical blessings as he's promised to us spiritual blessings. Now this concludes with a great prophecy. Verse 35, and they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. I don't think you could say that today. You might say it, wouldn't be true. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fortified and are inhabited. Then the nations that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I'll do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in a solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I'm the Lord. They don't know that over there today, and they don't know it in this country, and they don't know it in the world today. But they're going to know it, my friend. That day is coming.